KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we currently have cloudy skies, a few snow flurries in Atlantic, and we look for it to be partly cloudy to cloudy today with scattered flurries this morning. A high of 22, right now it's 15. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by your independent insurance agents. In Greenfield, see Gail Stewart at the Adair County Mutual Insurance Association. In the news, officials of the Iowa Department of Natural Resources say an air release valve on a forced wastewater main is leaking about 100 gallons per day of wastewater into the East Nishnabotna River from under the bridge at West 6th Street, just west of Atlantic. In a press release late Monday evening, officials said due to the location of the leak, city staff cannot access the leak to repair it, so the city's engineer has been contacted to determine how to stop the wastewater bypass. The leak bypasses wastewater only when the lift station pumps are operating about 1 hour per day. Officials say due to the river flow, the amount of wastewater reaching the river is diluted enough so that it is not affecting the environment. However, the DNR says it will continue to monitor the situation until the leak is stopped. A Southwest Iowa man has been found guilty of first-degree murder in the 2009 death of his girlfriend. The Omaha World Herald reports 34-year-old Brian Davis of Omaha was convicted Monday in connection with the July 18, 2009 death of Holly Durbin from rural Shenandoah. The conviction followed a trial earlier this month. Prosecutors say Durbin's death was a homicide staged to look like a suicide, but Davis's attorney said Durbin killed herself. Durbin was found dead in a residence she shared with Davis. An autopsy revealed she was shot in the head. A sentencing hearing for Davis has not yet been scheduled. An area mental health counselor has agreed to surrender her license to settle a case of the Iowa Board of Behavioral Science. The Omaha World Herald says, according to a settlement agreement released Thursday, Amy Jo Murphy of Omaha, the owner of AJ Counseling Service, admitted to engaging in sexual activities with a client, engaging in unethical conduct, and engaging in practice harmful or detrimental to the public. She also admitted failing to disclose an investigation into her conduct by the state of Nebraska, but she says that was accidental. Under the terms of the agreement, Murphy was to give up her license immediately. She can request reinstatement after 1 year after completing a comprehensive evaluation and establishing that the basis for a license revocation no longer exists, and it is in the public interest for her license to be reinstated. AJ Counseling Services has locations in Omaha, Shenandoah, Red Oak, and Corning, and employs several other therapists. Authorities in Fremont County responding to the scene of a single vehicle accident Sunday afternoon east of Randolph found an 82-year-old woman who was pronounced dead at the scene. Officials identified her as Donna Jean Pierce of Malvern. An investigation determined Pierce's vehicle was traveling north on 330th Avenue, but it left the road and entered the west ditch before crashing through a set of closed gates and coming to rest in a creek. The accident happened in the 1100 block of 330th Avenue. The woman was not wearing a seatbelt. Her body was sent to the state medical examiner's office in Ankeny for autopsy. Fremont County Sheriff's deputies were assisted at the scene by Tabor Police, Randolph Fire and Rescue, Tabor Fire and Rescue, and the Iowa State Patrol. A man from Shelby County was arrested early Saturday morning in Audubon County on an OWI second offense charge. The Audubon County Sheriff's Office says 25-year-old Jared Tim Schmidt of Irwin was arrested at around 2:30 a.m. following a traffic stop in the 2500 block of Highway 71. Schmidt was brought to the Audubon County Jail and later released after appearing before a magistrate. Authorities say they're investigating a man who's been posing as a police officer and making traffic stops in western Iowa. Woodbury County Sheriff's Office says two traffic stops were conducted late Saturday night and early Sunday morning near Correctionville and Anthon. No threats were made during the fake traffic stops. The vehicles were pulled over by a seemingly new Dodge Charger with red and blue lights in the dash. A press release said the man driving the Dodge identified himself as a member of law enforcement. Those who were pulled over later reported the incidents to police. Sheriff's officials say that making traffic stops, those officers will be dressed in a complete uniform, and they can display their credentials upon request. In our funeral announcements, Earl Clayton, age 59, of Dexter, died Friday. Funeral services for Earl Clayton will be today at 10 o'clock at the Dexter United Methodist Church. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has arrangements. Dean Androy, age 66, of Missouri Valley, died Friday. Funeral services for Dean Androy will be today at 10:30 at Trinity Lutheran Church in Avoca. Paulie Jones Funeral Home of Avoca has arrangements. Buddy Greenwalt, age 80, of Fontenelle, died February 10th in Greenfield. Memorial services for Buddy Greenwalt will be today at 10:30 at the Fontenelle United Methodist Church. Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle has arrangements. Paul and Denise McDaniel, both 57 and both of Athletic, have died. A joint celebration of life visitation for Paul and Denise McDaniel will be today from 11 a.m. until 1 p.m. at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Athletic. Leona Sloss, age 88, of Guthrie Center, died Friday. Funeral services for Leona Sloss will be on Wednesday at 11 a.m. at the First Christian Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has arrangements. Zane Michael Dolph, age 18, of Griswold, died Sunday at Manning Regional Health Care Center. Funeral services for Zane Dolph will be held Thursday at 10:30 at the Nelson Boylan Lorette Funeral Chapel in Red Oak. Betty Huddleston, age 86, of Fontenelle, died Sunday at the Good Sam Society in Fontenelle. Funeral services for Betty Huddleston will be on Thursday at 10:30 at the Fontenelle United Methodist Church. Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle has arrangements. Kimberly Ann Wolfe, age 49, of Stewart, died Saturday at Mercy Hospice in Johnston. A celebration of life service for Kimberly Wolfe will be Friday at 11 a.m. at the All Saints Catholic Church in Stewart. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has the arrangements. Mary Shelton, age 81, of Erling and formerly of Harlan, died Sunday. Funeral services for Mary Shelton will be on Friday at 2 o'clock at the Pauli Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. And Harlan Northrup, age 76, of Griswold, died Monday. Services for Harlan Northrup are pending at the Dune Funeral Home in Griswold. The news was brought to you by your independent insurance agents in Oakland and Carson. Your independent insurance agents are Craig, Marsha, and Mary at the Hummel Agency. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.